From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A security incident, possibly a bomb threat, aboard an international jetliner bound for Canada this evening. Dan Karpinchuk reports North American air defense officials scrambled Canadian warplanes to escort the Cathay Pacific jetliner to Vancouver.
The threat was made aboard the plane while it was en route to Vancouver from Hong Kong. The pilot issued the alert on Cathay Pacific Flight 839, and Canada's Department of National Defense immediately sent jet fighters into action. The fighter jets are authorized to respond to security threats with measures including lethal force. A search and rescue aircraft and a military helicopter were also deployed. Defense Department officials confirmed that a bomb threat was made on board the plane. The passenger plane was then escorted to Vancouver International Airport, where it landed without incident. It is now parked in a remote corner of the airport, away from the terminal. Police with sniffer dogs were seen near the plane's luggage compartment. None of the passengers were harmed. They were all taken off the plane while Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers investigated the alert. No explosives were found. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
BP Oil executives say they're optimistic that their second attempt to insert a mile-long tube into the wellhead that's gushing oil on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico will be successful, BP's chief operating officer Doug Suttles.
Once we insert the tool into the pipe, well, of course, the reason we're using this insertion tool technique is to try to exclude the water so that we won't have the hydrate problem we had the previous time with the containment dump.
Suttles says if the operation goes as planned, oil can be drawn up the long tube into a tanker on the surface. So far, BP's efforts to stop the leak have not worked, but Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is cutting BP some slack.
BP has missed the deadline with respect to the scheduled activities that it has underway in a number of different ways. It reflects a reality that they're operating in a very difficult circumstance and in conditions that are very difficult.
Salazar has written to BP's CEO, Tony Hayward, asking him to explain in detail the company's commitment to pay for damages caused by the enormous oil leak. The prosecution has rested its case in the trial of five Americans facing life sentences in Pakistan. NPR's Tom Bullock says the five are denying charges they were planning terrorist attacks in Pakistan.
The Muslim American men in their late teens or early 20s were arrested last December. Pakistani police say the five made contact with jihadi groups here, including the Pakistani Taliban, and they say they were traveling to South Waziristan, a restive province in Pakistan's tribal belt known for housing militant training camps. The five Americans say they are innocent of all charges. They also say they were trying to get to Afghanistan, where they say they wanted to help their fellow Muslims by doing humanitarian work. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Islamabad.
About 60 people being held as suspects and by militants in Pakistan after being kidnapped by gunmen there today. This is NPR News. An Arizona man has been sentenced on charges he illegally captured an endangered jaguar. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the case has drawn national attention after the jaguar died.
The tan and black spotted jaguar, nicknamed Macho B, was the only one seen north of the Mexican border for at least a decade. The jaguar was euthanized after a second capture a few days later resulted in a diagnosis of kidney failure. Officials with the Arizona Game and Fish Department insisted they caught the big cat by accident while trapping mountain lions. But an investigation later concluded that the jaguar had been lured to the snare illegally with the use of scat from another jaguar. One of the members of the capture team, Emil McCain, pleaded guilty to the prohibited taking of an endangered species. He's been sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered not to take part in any large cat projects. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
A thrilling finish to the Preakness Stakes today as Lookin' at Lucky surged into the lead to win the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. Tom Durkin had the call as the horses came down the stretch for NPC Sports.
Lookin' at Lucky is the leader. Super Saver has spent. First Dude fights on. Bailey Jackson run between horses. You want a twist upset chance in the far outside. Wild finish coming. Lookin' at Lucky. First Dude. Jackson Ben. Lookin' at Lucky. Here's Jackson Ben at First Dude. Lookin' at Lucky. Got it. Lookin' at Lucky has won the Preakness.
Lookin' at Lucky was ridden by 25-year-old jockey Martin Garcia in his first race on the horse. Just a few years ago, Garcia was a cook at a deli in California. Kentucky Derby winner Super Saver finished eighth. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.